You mentioned yesterday, I want to remind me the dvorim. Rabbi Seinu Achroinim remind me two shailas. And I want to be mesader it Keseder Advorim. The first shaila is, what is the Isur to be Mazik? That's the way the Stipler writes it down. Simin Aleph and Filis Yanke. What is the Pshat? What is the Isur to be Mazik? So when you see the Kilis Yankev himself inside, the Kilis Yankev is minding the Shaila, even on a person, we're not speaking about a person, Odom the Azik Odom. There's the Isur Choyvel Bechaveiroi, Lo Yosef, Ben Yosef. But the Stibler is talking about Choyvel Momen Chaveiroi, breaks someone's window, someone's car, someone's field, you're Mazik. Mechateisad as a isur to leazik. We learn in our Ba'ovis Nezikim that you have to pay. This is what Bekame is a chiyuv to pay. But we were chiyach yesterday that chutz from the chiyuv to pay is a chiyuv isur leazik v'chiyuv shmira. This is what we were chiyach yesterday in the Shenis HaRambam. I'm not going back to that. We were chiyach that is a isur leazik and is a chiyuv lishmer momoinoi shelo yazik. Both things. Isur lehazik v'chayev lishmor momoinoi shelo yazik. And what we're trying to clear is from where, what is the mokir to that kind of isur she'osur lehazik v'chayev lishmor momoinoi shelo yazik. V'chayev lishmor momoinoi shelo yazik. So again, when the Stipler is maimi the shayla, he starts from Adam HaMazik alei. From where we know that a person is not allowed to damage. And I want to explain. If that would be the kasha, it would be the easy part of the kasha. As if it's an issur to steal, ganev, gazlin, I'm taking his house and I'm burning it down. I mean, I'm not allowed to steal. I'm not allowed to ganev, gazlin. I'm allowed to burn down his house. But the Stipler was maimed the shayla even the nusach ze gneive v'gzeile sido kinyon gneive sido kinyon gzeile sido kinyon gneive sido kinyon gzeile. But to be mazik, mechateis that is a isur to be mazik. Maybe it's no isur to be mazik. But we will move the question, even if we'll say that the Isur to be Mazik is easier to understand, even if we'll say that the Isur to be Mazik is easier to understand, Aber Avade is shvel to understand what is the Chiyuv to look after my Shor, Shmira and my Shor, Sha'ashor lo Yigach, Sha'ashor lo Yazik. What is the Chiyuv I have to be Shema my Shor? To be shame on my show that your show will not be mazik. A person, no, maybe it's bichlal, but that I'm chuyev to be shame on my show shelo yigach. Why? Avad, if it happens, I have to pay. No stating babikame. But here's the amodas hashayla from the achroini. What is the isur mazik, and we'll call it in the better nusach, and what is the mechayev of chiyuv shmire, that mamoini shelo yazik, I have to look after my shom shelo yazik, after my fire that will not burn. What is the mocker, mechateis, avad, if it happens, I'm mechuyev to pay, shteitin babikame, shteitin the teire. But what is the mocker, avad, we understand that it's a chiyuv, we're mechiyach, that is a chiyuv and basically could shech the shor if I'm not looking after my shor. But we're asking, what is the mokor in teire that is a mechayiv of a maise shmire shelo yazik ha-shor? A mechayiv that I'm chiyuv to close the boir, I'm chiyuv to shut the fire, to shame of the fire. What is the mokor asidah as a mechayiv? What is the mokor asidah as a mechayiv? This is Be'etzem the Shaila of the Achoyni. So the Nusach of the Shaila, what is the Mokar that is a Yisur Mazik and a Chiyuv Shmira? It's a Yisur Mazik. It's not even put everything in Bechlal the Kasha. Yisur Mazik is Korob L'Gneve, Korob L'Gzele. But to look after my Shorach, my Shor steals a Choshaychas to them. So what is the Chiyuv that I have to look after my Shor Shelo Yazik Shelo Yigach? This was the way the Stipler was miming it in Sinan Aleph, the Shaila. And we mentioned that is four famous tirutzim. One teretz is, there also mentions from Reb Chaim, it says in the Pasuk, V'lo yishmerenu, it says in Bor, V'lo yechasenu. But we have to know if it goes on koifer, or if it's going on a zikin. So maybe it's a svore, call it Echot Shushtayim. So although we learn it from Lo yishmerenu, V'lo yechasenu, and maybe it's a svore, that a person has to look after his mom and not to be mazik someone else. Psas a svore. Maybe the mokke from the svore comes from the psukim called Achas Shushtai. We mentioned there's another svore that Achoinim bring down. Yad Rama, v'ahavtal areacha kamoicho. V'ahavtal areacha kamoicho. Stipler brings down, Sachir v'ashov asaveide. I find someone's money in the street, I have to give it back. For sure, I'm mechuyev to be sure that no one else will damage it. It's chidushin. So that's nishkin bo bekamedik, that is... V'ahav to reacha kamoicho. As there is a chiyuv tom im tiyeh im Hashem alaykecho. It's a zayti gezach. Shteh, there's a chiyuv, I could mon him, I could shech this shoyer. And we said, the Mabit says it's the Rabbonon. Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit in the Kiryat Sefer, Al HaRambam says it's the Rabbonon. So these are the four famous Tirutzim. Other it's a Svore Azah, from the Lo Yishmarenu Efshar. Other it's Ve'ohavta L'Reach HaKomoicho, Yad Rama. Other it's Ashov HaSaveide, the Stipler is Ma'arich, we said the Rashash. Miksu Mesutches, Efshar Rabbi Niyene. It's Ashov HaSaveide. Other it's a Dinde Rabbonon. These are the four famous Tirutzim that we mentioned already, I think, Pachos Yisrael yesterday. Reboruch Ber and Simon Beis, Ois Beis, Reboruch Ber zogt aze, that the mocker of the Chiyuv Shmira von Bobekame, Amad, evo hafto sido, Hashem asavei da sido, but nishkin Bobekame di. The Mechayiv of Shmira is learned out from the Parsha of Chiyuv Nezoki. The Torah written down a parsha that you have to pay. A parsha of Chiyuv Nezoki. Boir you have to pay, Esh you have to pay, Shor you have to pay. The Torah written down a parsha of Tashlum. If the Torah gave a parsha of Tashlumim, is included in that parsha a Chiyuv Shmira. How it's included? Because if it's no chiyuv shmire, it's no chiyuv tashlumim. Chiyuv tashlumim could only come betoitzoe from chiyuv shmire. If it's no chiyuv shmire, it's no chiyuv tashlumim. So while the Torah gave a parsha of tashlumim, from there we learn, from this vegan, from there we learn that it's a chiyuv shmire. So vayt that Rebbe Ruchber says, so now I understand that the Chiyuv Shmira comes from the Parsha of Bobekame. That the Torah would never give a Parsha of Bobekame without a Chiyuv Shmira, and if it's a Parsha of Bobekame, obviously it's a Chiyuv Shmira. So Rebbe Ruchber, we have Miyutin and Bobekame. I'll mention three of them. Boir Potur al Akeilim. Esh Potur al Tomun. Shenveregel pturim b'rshusorabi. Klerz Reboruch Ber. The ptur in the parsha is a ptur mikol v'koil, that bor is potur al hakelim legamri, esh potur al atomun legamri, shenveregel apotur legamri. Other name. Maybe it's only a ptur that you don't have to pay. Aber what the Torah was mechadish in the parsha of Tashlumim, that is a chiyuv shmira as well, that chiyuv shmira will stay. Nafkamin, if you have a fire and it's going to burn a tamun, you mechuyuv to shut your fire. If you have a boir and you see that the kelim are going to fall into the boir, you mechuyuv to close the boir. As I cloud Rebbe Ruchber, and Rebbe Ruchber says that we'll see at the beginning of Akoinus, as Muchach in Rashi, that Esh Potor al Atomun is only from the Mechayev, but Avad Chiyuv Shmire is there, is a Chiyuv Shmire and Esh Betomun. And in Bobekelim, Avad is a Chiyuv Shmire, is only a Ptur. Rebbe Ruchber is Moisif, Shen Verega Birshusorabi, is Potor Legamri, even as no Chiyuv Shmire. He brings down the Loshon HaRosh, Lamud Beis, we'll get it. Why Hashem said, Shem V'regel is potu b'shusorabi, otu yoichas b'znova v'yelech? The old days, the cars was like a shawl. He walked in the street. So what? He will hold, but you can't. She walks in the street. Yoichas b'znova v'yelech? Yoichas b'znova v'yelech? The Morber is Moisif le'mevinim. It's only a sofa le'mevinim. He says, could be that Esh, Hashem wanted a pattern on Tomun. Why? Kacha. Boy, Hashem wanted a pattern on Kelim. Why? Kacha. So to Shem V'regel, Hashem Bichlal didn't want a pattern on Moshe Sarabim. But Aval Hashem cannot give a chiyuv to Shomer, because Otu Yeichas Beznova V'yelech. So B'mele, you potu. Because if it's no Shmira, it's no Mechayev. This is not the Baruch Ba'am. So again, but there's a parsha of the Torah, the parsha says you mechuyev to pay, and there's a chiyuv shmira. And when there's a mute, it's only from the chiyuv tashlumim, but not dafka from the chiyuv shmira. Chutz v'shen v'regel, there's a mute legamri. But Rebbe Ruchber is moisif lemevinim, can say it's not a pshat that shen v'regel is a double mute, lemait also from tashlumim and also from shmira. Faker, shen v'regel b'shtarabim is only a mute legabi shmira. Because you can't look after it. Can he say that he can't give me a chiyuv shmira? And while I'm potter from the shmira, b'meila I'm potter from the tashlumim. Because if there's no chiyuv shmira, there's no chiyuv tashlumim. Those are the Yosef and Rebbe Ruchber. And Rebbe Ruchber goes with it in the whole Baba Kame, and Avad Bez Hashem, and the sugyas later, all these things come up. Avad Bez Zachin here now, it's only in the ear. Zog the Grome ben Ezokim Osu.
What?
Potter aval Osu. So why grom is potu? We learn make beheimo yeshalmeno. It's good to know. We start with the kame. It's the cloning. Make beheimo. Make means my hands. Grom is nishke make. So it's nismaret that it's not mamish make beheimo. It's a light. It's a light make. So yeah, so it's a mute from the tashlumim. But it's not a mute from the chiyuv shmira. Mele grom benezokim also. This is the Rebbe Ruchber, and I think Pachas Yezer, we mentioned him yesterday. Frek the Welt that doesn't want to learn like Rebbe Ruchber, like I mentioned, the whole style never had a son like Rebbe Ruchber. And the Chiyuv Shmir is negated to the Parsha. It came from Ve'ahavto, it came from Hashav HaSaveide, it came from the Rabbonon, it came from Svore. Rebbe Ruchber learned that. Before Bobi Kame was no Chiyuv Shmir. Maybe that's to be a nice person. But as Bobi Kame, before as Chashen Mishpat was no Chiyuv Shmir. Everything came from Bobi Kame. So the Lombim asked on Rebbe Ruchber Meloshen HaMishneh. Hatzad HaShove Shebohem Shedarkom Lehazik Veshmirosun Olecho Kshehizik Chava Mazik. What does Hatzad HaShove mean? The Tzad HaShove of Keren, Shen, Regel, Veboer, that it's Darkom Lehazik Velehazik. And chutz boyer, atzad hashove shedarkei leilech v'lehazik, that they're mazik, and shmiroson olecho, and you have to pay. If the atzad hashove is merabe or not merabe, we'll have to learn later. The firi b'ruchber, it's not true. Atzad hashove is shedarkei leilech v'lehazik, and now the chiddush of the Torah is that you have to pay. Aber the Tzad HaShove is not Darkei Leilech V'Lehazik. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu said. It's a fact, right? Darkei Leilech V'Lehazik, Darkei Leilech V'Lehazik. All of these have this fact that Darkei Leilech V'Lehazik. So here Hashem is mechayev, here Hashem is mechayev. Oh, but the tzadashava is shadakir elech v'leazik. It means this is the facts that this is darker elech, this is darker, this is ruachayim, this is this, this is that, and in all of these Hashem is mechayev. So we learn out maybe another thing. Lasuya abne sakinu masa. Nafov. Aber lefir baruch ber, the words of the Mishnah are not the right words. Hatzadashava shadakir leazik v'shmirosun alecho. Shmirosun alecho already is the mechayev. So some achronim say, you're not allowed even to say it over, but they say it, that you read the Mishnah different. Atzad ha-shove shudarkim lehazik, b'meile shmirotzun alecho v'kshi yizikha v'mazik. That this is really the mechayiv of the Torah. The tzad ha-shove shibayim shudarkim leilech v'lehazik, and the Torah says by them, v'shmirotzun alecho v'kshi yizikha v'mazik. The Bob doesn't matter, all this is v'kshi yizik, yeah? But it's not mashma that is the pshat in the Mishnah. It's mashma in the Mishnah that it's tzadashove shedarku lehazik, and it's tzadashove that misvore I need to watch them, I need to make a shmire, and in all of them, the aloch is kshehizik chav hamazik. Not that tzadashove shedarku lehazik, and the aloch is v'shmirosun alecho. This is the horeb pshat. So l'chur, we have to say l'firi baruch ber, some achronim take mechiyach from here, I saw some achronim, they like a baruch ber. But mistama, the emes of pshat is not the answer that v'shmirosan olecho already is the titzoy, as they v'kshi hizik chav amazik. The pshat is, the Nemuki Yosef, there's two parts of the Nemuki Yosef. We'll go now to the beginning part of the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef is pshat v'shmirosan olecho, the first piece of the Nemuki Yosef. The Rif has a girse, atzad ha-shove shemomoincho v'shmirosun alecho. Again, all these things, everything is a sugi b'mekoyma. The Nemuki Yosef explains like this. The tzad ha-shove is that these are things that belong to you, or shmirosun alecho. You in charge on them. Meaning, someone gave it to you to look after. Meaning, the tzad ha-shove of the nezokim are things that if someone has to pay, if someone is in charge, I'm in charge. And what you chayev, something that you own, or v'shmirosun alecho. Not only, even more from that, if you gave it to the shomer, you're not in charge. So the Torah is not mechayev you. We're not speaking on the shmirosun alecho midin bo bekame. Hatzad ha-shove that it's darku leilech v'lehazik. This is the tzad ha-shove she darku leilech v'lehazik. And v'shmirosun alecho and you in charge on it. Things that darkum lehazik and you in charge. The Torah was mechadesh that you have to pay. And while you have to pay, you mechuyev to watch. So the v'shmirosun alecho doesn't mean the mechayev of shmire. Someone will ask you, we started shir yesterday, that chutz from that you have to pay, you have to be shomer. Right? You have to look after it. Remember we started shir yesterday? We said, who said you have to look after it? We fakrochen atur, we fakrochen arambam. So someone came over to me, why we didn't bring a raya from the Mishnah? Shteit v'shmirosun alecho. Check in the Mishnah that you have to look after them. That is not muchach that the Mishnah means that it's a chiyuv shmira. The one that asked, he's the one that doesn't understand the Baruch Ber also. The Mishnah doesn't say the mechayev of shmira. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Miniskei Momen Aloche Yud brings down the Mishnah. He writes down the Loshon Rambam. Kol nefesh chayo shi birshusei shel odom shi ziko abaylim chayev leshalem. Kol nefesh chayo shi birshusei shel odom shi ziko abaylim chayev leshalem. Kol nefesh beimo chayo shi birshusei shel odom shi ziko chayev odom leshalem. Zog begoen kol nefesh chayo shi birshusei shel adam bo bekamed af beis v'shmiroson olech. The Goyen explains, the Rambam doesn't say that you own it. So on what you chayev? Everything that you're in charge on. So the Rambam doesn't write the words v'shmiroson olech. Kol nefesh chayo shi birshusei shel adam im hizik chayev l'shalem. So the Goyen, what is the marker? But become it a base. Vishmiroson alech. Again, to make it clear. On Reborchber, the Vishmiroson alech is what Alecha Kamoicho. So Tzad HaShoveh Dalkom Lehazik. Tzad HaShoveh is what Alecha Kamoicho. And Hashem says you have to pay. Everything else you have to pay. The Vishmiroson alech is a double clawly. Everything that you're in charge, that you're mechuyev to be shame. We'll see later, my nafkiminet in the ganze Rebbe Baruch Ber, if we say that the Chiyuv Shmire is Babi Kamedi ke Chiyuv Shmire, or the Shmire is not a Babi Kamedi ke Shmire. Lemosh, Lefir Rebbe Baruch Ber was poshut to him that if it would be a miut, you could have said that Esh Potur al Atomun is even from the Shmire, he brings Raya that not. Shem Regel could have been Peter also from the Shmire. He brings a raya that yes. Bo Potter al Akelim could be from the Shmire. He says that not. Vashengle, the din Shmire is a svorah chitzayno, Avad has no mokum to be mechalik to say that the miut from Tomun will patter even from the Shmire. This is Rebbe Baruch Ber. I want to come miyad to the second Chakira. We'll leave now this Rebbe Baruch Ber. On the side, love the swingers. I wanted the second chakira. The second chakira, Rabbi Sozalman in Perik Aleph min Iskemom in Aloche Aleph, brings down the chakira and Ois Yudalet. Have three copies, but Ois Yudalet, Perik Aleph Aloche Aleph, Ois Yudalet. Rabbi Sozalman and Eben Ozel, Iskemom in Perik Aleph Aloche Aleph, Ois Yudalet. Rabbi Nachum also mentioned it here in Ois Gimel. Rabbi Sozalman is masbir the chakira like this, and we'll say nefkeminis, and you'll understand the chakira. Why a person is chayv in babikamet? Because he was posha veloy shomar, or not because he was posha veloy shomar, momoyno yamazik. I will explain. The first side is the mechayv is posha veloy shomar. If you are shomer, I'm not chayev. It's an ishtoken mechayev. The second tzad says, my moment, if it's mazik, I'm chayev. If I was shomer, I'm a oynes. Oynes rachmone patre. Lefi the first tzad, it's not oynes rachmone patre. Was came on ish given a mechayev. I was never chayev. My mechayev is only if I'm posha. If I'm not posha, it's no mechayev. Mashaegel, if you're the second tzad, I'm chayev. If I'm shomer, I'm potu. I want to be madgish. So, has to be mamish oynes gomu. You can say the second tzad a little bit lighter. One tzad is the posh, I'm chayev on the pshia. Other, if it's mamoyne, I'm mazik, I'm chayev. But the Torah said that if I do shmire, I'm potu. They call it mamish alosh and oynes. But these are the two tzadim. The first tzad is the mechayev, is the pshia. And this is called the pashtus in Baba Kama. That the mechayev is the pshia. Especially, I think, the Nusaf Rebbe Baruch Ber was also close to that. That to be chayev, the Torah has to give a chiyuv shmire on them, you're not chayev. Kimat Rebbe Baruch Ber learns like that. Kimat. It doesn't have to be, but it's kimat Rebbe Baruch Ber. That to be chayev, you need a chiyuv shmire, and when you poishaya and the chiyuv shmire, the mele you chayev. The rise that the achoni bring to this tzad is Rashi and Daftesumud Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol sheichsharti, kol shechavti b'shmirosoi, ichsharti es niskoi. Rashi brings down two pshatim. The first pshat in Tesomud Beis, in the Mishnah. Hichsharti es niskoi, keloimar, im hizik, hichsharti vezimanti oisu hezek, sheloi shomarti yofe. Im hizik, hichsharti vezimanti oisu hezek, sheloi shomarti yofe. So I'm chayev because lo shomarti v'yofer. I was machshir niskoi. And as is mashman the Ramban and Dina de Garmi and the Nesivus and Simen Kufnune. You have to know Rashi has a lishne achrine. Maybe he learns faker. And the Meiri in our Mishnah state as a klop. The Meiri says pshat ukshehizik chava mazik. Who is chava mazik? Who is chava mazik? Who is chava mazik? The Arba Dvorim. Before we called them Nezikim, now they became a Mazik. Zog the Meiri, Ukshehizik, Chava Mazik, Hu Abaylim, Shelo Shomar, Venikro Poshea. Arba always Nezikim, Kshehizik, these Nezikim, Chava Mazik, Hu Abaylim, Shenikro Mazik, Shehu Poshea. So he calls him a Poshea, he calls him a Mazik. The Achronim HaMedayik, the Zod Bezach, and Naf Gimel Amud Beis, and Tesis Dibor HaMaschi, Loi Re'i HaKern, She'en Anoy Le'ezekoi. Upshi Eposha, She'hoi Oloi Lishmer Shoiroi, She'bekalo Yoyocho Lishomroi. It's interesting. The Gemara says that I can learn out Keren from Shen. Maybe I'm chayev in Keren because Ein Anoy Le'ezekoi. The show doesn't enjoy so much to be Negeach. So it's very easy to keep him calm. When the show wants to eat, it's very hard to stop him because he's very hungry. So is it sad to say, the Gemara says, Pung Fakel. It's a sad Fakel. When he wants to be Negeach, he's so angry, you can't stop him. Shen, you could. But the first Tzad, the Gemara says, maybe I'm only Chayev and Keren, Kein Anoel Ezekun. So Tzad says, so what is the Mechayev? So it's a festive Shia. Show you Bekal Yochel Leshomroi. Mashein can. These are svores. If the mechayev is the pshia, here is a fester pshia, a smaller pshia. But if the mechayev is mamoyne yamazik, Roshan HaTeis says that the mechayev is shapshia sheposha. Not that he doesn't have a ptur oynes. The mechayev is the pshia. The mechayev is the pshia. So we brought down one raya from Rashi, one raya from the Meiri, and one raya from Tosfos. Reb Nochem brings another raya for the Nemuki Yosef by us. Again, I don't want to go now to the protim of the Nemuki Yosef, but the Nemuki Yosef says it kimat lehedi, and the new Gemara is already, I think they make like a girse, because there's a word here, Be'eshma. What is Shmiroson Alecho? I want to explain. The second tzad learns, I'm chayev because it's mamoyne yamazik. If I was not poshea, I'm a oynes. But you don't say, I'm chayev only if I'm poshea. I want to explain it clear. We have a chkira. I want to mechade the chkira a little bit. Why am chayev and bobekame? Because I was a pusheya. Other name, not because I'm a pusheya. Because it's momoine yamazi. Just if I'm a oynes, I'm not chayev and momoine yamazi. The first side is, I'm chayev and my pshia. If I'm chayev and my pshia means the bobekame is because I'm a bad person. I was a pusheya. If it's Mamoine Yamazik, I'm chayev because Mamoine Yamazik. If I don't have an excuse, they will let me off. The Muki Yosef explains Pshat Veshmiroson Alecha that the Mishnah is saying that I'm chayev only if I'm a Pesheya. If the Mechayev is Bobikame, just Mamoine Yamazik, just if I was honest, if I looked after it, I'm potu. So every time you say a person is honest, he's potu. But you don't say that he's chayev only if he's a Pesheya. It's mashma in the Muki Yosef, Zog Reb Nochem, that the Mechayev is the Maise Pshia. Not the Chiyuv Mamoyne Yamazik. The Maise Pshia I'm Chayev. And the second side is the Mechayev is the Mamoyne Yamazik. Just if I'm a Shomer, I'm a Potu, I'm a Oynes. Or we said, at least I did what the Torah told me, so I'm Potu. So the Pashtas we said is mashma, the Mechayev is Pshia. the Welt wants to learn that maybe in the Rambam is mashma that the Mechayev is Mamoino Yamazik, not the Pshia. Because the Rambam says, Kol Nefesh Chayev Shibirshusi Shalodom Imiziko Chayev. He doesn't say in Posha. About the later he said that if you're Shema, you're Potu. But if the Mechayev is the Pshia, the Rambam, our Mishnah, the Fidel Mukhi Yosef, says it. Veshmiroson Alecho. But if the Rambam doesn't say Veshmiroson Alecho, the Rambam says, Kol Nefesh Chayev Shibirshusi Shalodom Shiziko Chayev Leshal. Mashma that it's Mechayev in Mamoyne Yamazi. He does, he only is a mocker, what is Shmirosho? Not that he mechuyot to be Shema. The girl learns that the Shmirosho, the Lech of the Mishnah meant Beshlitosoi, but not Pshiosoi. The Rambam Bichlan doesn't, when a person learns the Rambam is Mashma, every animal that belongs to a person, if it's Mazik, is Chayev. Love it, yeah? Every animal that belongs to the person, if it's Mazik, is Chayev. Mazik is Chayev, doesn't say. They have a shtickel diuk. The Gemara asks later Akasha why it doesn't say in the Mishnah the list of 24 Ovis Nezikim. So one of the ones that are not written down is Shema. Shema Chilom, Shema Socho. So the Gemara, you know why it's not written down? Because Ar Tane Beniske Momoyloi Komayre. Beniske Gufoyloi Komayre. Shema, he's the Peshea. Here, the Shema was Mazik. And if the first time of the Chakira, here is also, he's the Peshea. The Meiri calls him Kshihizik Chava Mazik. Kshihizik Chava Mazik. The Meiri calls him Chava Mazik. The Meiri calls him Chava Mazik. So these are the two studies of the Chakira. The first side is the Mechayev is the Maise Pshia. The second side is the Mechayev is not a Maise Pshia. The Mechayev is Mamoino Yamazik. If I was Peshe, if I'm Shomer, I'm Potu. I'm a Oinus. Where's the Nafkemina in between the two Tzadim? The first Nafkemina is not developed. What would be if Beshas the Pshia, he's a Kimle Bederaba Mine? Person has a Shoyr. You know, he has a Shoyr. He doesn't close the door, it's in Shabbos. Same time, Michal Shabbos. Smoke, Michal Shabbos, takes him 5 minutes to smoke, the cow goes out. When he finishes the smoke, in that minute the cow is Nogeach. And the Maise Pshia is not Chayev. Yeah? When he finishes the smoke already, he can't stop the show. If the Mechayev is the Maise Pshia, kill him with the Rabbi Nehem Potu. But if the Mechayev is Mamoino Yamazik, I have a Ptur Oines if I looked after it. You're not an Oines? You didn't look after it, you're not Ptur Oines. If the Mechayev is the Pshia, if I'm a Kila with a Rabbi Minei, I don't have a Mechayev. But if the Mechayev is Mamoino Yamazik, I just have a Ptur if I was Shomer, oh, ich bin a Oines, Rachmanes, bin a Oines, Rachmanes. But here, I was not honest. I knew exactly what was happening. I saw him coming out, and I didn't stop him. And if the Mechayev is the Pshia, I have a Ptur Kimeh with a Rabbah named the Mechayev. But if the Mechayev is Mamoyne Yamazi, just if I tried my best, I'm Poku. You never tried your best? Poshto Nafkemine? One Nafkemine. Second Nafkemine, Zogin the Achroini, what would be if it was a Hezek? And his argument is a suffix if he made Shmira or not. He's Chayev or Potter. Vadai Hezek, suffix Shmira. If the Mechayev is the Pshia, suffix Pshia. Amaitzi Mechaber, Elav Arayev. If the Mechayev is Mamoyne Yamazik, no Shmira is a Poiter. So you have to be a Raya that you Potter. And the MS is Machlekes Chazanishin Pnei Yeshua. We'll see. Chazanishin Simen Zion says that if you have a Sofek, you potu. Rosh the Chazanishin Simen Zion, Sifkot Zion, he has to prove that he was Shoyma. Mi Sofek is Chayev. Mi Sofek is Chayev, Zog the Chazanish. Why? Vaday Mazik. Safek Paita. Pnei Yeshua and Daf Nun Vav, and the Cheshbon of the Sugya there says, Punk Vakel. I'm Patu, being a riot, and I was a Peshaya. So we'll see later in Babakama, this Chakira is not Stam Chakira, it's Negea, to a lot of kind of speakers that we'll have, when it's a Vaday Shmira, and when a Vaday Hezek and a Safek Shmira. If the Mechayiv is the Pshia, so bring a riot, that was a Pshia. If the Mechayiv is Mamayna Yamazi, if the Mechayiv is Mamayna Yamazi, so the Mele, it's for sure Mamayna Yamazi, Sofek, if was a Shmira or not, the Mele, he's Chayiv. Wait, so, Reb Shimon says, noch an Afkamin. Zog Reb Shimon, here's a Tifa Nafkamine. Zog Reb Shimon, what is another Nafkamine? Zog Reb Shimon says, what would be if a person was Pasha? He didn't look after his show. And the show ran out. A second before the show is Negeach, he's Mafkir the show. He's Potu Ochayim. Again, listen carefully. I know you have to add here to understand the lomdas. Reb Shimon was maimi dechkira with this nafkamina. You have a shoyr and you were not looking after the shoyr. And you were mafkir the shoyr a second when it's really out of control. You were mafkir him. You can't stop him already. You potu rechayim. And Reb Shimon said like this: if the mechayim is pshiye, I'm chayim. If the mechayim is mamoyne yamazi, lemais it's not mamoyne. And Reb Shimon added to explain the Chakira with his nafkamina. And he explained like this. Everyone yells right away when he hears this Reb Shimon, Vos vil Reb Shimon. Even if it's not din mamoinoi, but as a tnai that you have to have mamoinoi. If it's not yours, when you push on the show of the street, you have a chayim. So Reb Shimon, no. I don't have to have mamoinoi if you're the first tzad. If it's not mine, it's not called a pshia that I didn't look after it. When it's mine, it's called a pshia. Because I'm in charge. But when it's a pshia, I'm chayev, even if it's not a mamayla. This is where Reb Shimon understood. Reb Shimon took the chakira to one step deeper. The first tzad says, the mechayev is the maisa pshia. Doesn't need to be mamayla. Why is a girsa of mamayla? Because if it's not mamaynoi, I'm not mechuyev to make a ma'isa shmira. I'm not mechuyev to look after the whole world. Abelu yitzuyer is something that I'm in charge. Even if it's not mine, I'm chayev. So while I was in charge on the shoyer, and I was pusheya, he's chayavti b'shmirosoy. I was mafkiret now. Masheengen, if it's a mechayev of mamaynoi, I'm not chayiv. I'm not chayiv. It's not mine. It's a tnai to be mamoinoi. I'm not chayiv. Reb Shimon says that by him it's poshut that the mechayiv is mamoinoi, and he says that he's potu. The achroinim bring down Yerushalmi state that he's chayiv. So again, we'll have to see in the sugis of Bobe Kame. I'm just saying that these nafkeminas are not stam chakire. About it, maybe we could say Nuschoes. That even the Mechayev is a Pshia, but it's a Tnai of Mamoinoi. Not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon understood that there's no Tnai Bichla. There's no Tnai Bichla. It's only a Mechayev of Pshia. Mamoinoi is only a Chetimtze to be Chayev and a Pshia. But Lo Yetzur, I was Pshia. There's no Tnai that will be Mamoinoi in the end. Maybe we could be Choylek and say that even if the Mechayev is a Pshia, it's a Tnai. The tnai to be mamoinoi. But again, the tzdodei achakire are very close. The mechayev is the maisa pshia. And we'll see if we have to say duch and duch the sugis of Bobi Kamen. Sazalman is my mechayev. Sazalman is my mechayev. The very close. Mechayev is the maisa pshia or the mechayev is mamoinoi. Because if I make a shmira, I'm a hoines. Or I'm. I was mekayim the kiyum ha'teire. I don't want to go in. Reb Nochem and Ois Gimel brings down a shaila. You could argue him a lot. that the Mukhi Yosef says that if I gave it to a Shomer, I become potu. You have to learn what became to see if it's true, if all the Rishonim are masking the Mukhi Yosef. But the Mukhi Yosef, at least we have the Mukhi Yosef by us, that if I gave my show to someone to be Shomu, and Shomer, and I'm potu, even if the Shomer was Peshaya. What would be if I have a Shomer and I give it to the Shomer to look after? And I'm standing near the Shomer and I see the show is getting wild and I see the Shomer is doing gomish. I see it's going out of hand. I said, I gave it to the Shomer. I gave it to the Shomer. What's the Shomer? Now he's not looking at it. Other name, I have to run after it and stop it. The Shomer is standing near the Baili. I'm Shmir the Baili. I gave it to the Shomer. I came in the middle, I see the Shomer is not Shomer. I'm mechuyev to stop him or not? I'm mechuyev to catch it or not? So, Reb Nochem goes back and forth in the brackets if it's stolen this chakira or not. He says, what he said? You could have said, if it's a chiyu pshia, I was not pshia. I got a guy. After that,
you do.
Okay. I'm a shomer. I did my best.
Why not?
This is
the guy not showing me.
The Torah gave me a. Well, no. If I left, it's called I did my best. So if I'm here, I'm also I did my best.
Here though.
Mashiach. I said this will have to clear. You'll see the Reb Nochem inside. Mashiach. And if you learn that it's Momoyna Yamazik, so Avad I'm Chayev. You can't say Oynes. What Oynes? What are you? You're standing here. Tell them, stop. This is the Zaydi. I said it. It's clear. It's two parts. You have to know what is the Yisayid of Shema. It's no Chazach. I said, I don't want to go into it. I'm just trying to explain that the Nafkimina is, it's not Stam Chakire that Rabbi Seinu will mind me. About it. So again, we have to be mind me the Chakire, and then Hashem, Duch the Sugis and Babakam, and we will have to nash back and forth to see sometimes different Shilas in the Sugya. But I'm explaining with these four Nafkiminas that we're mentioning, if you see Mr. Zaman inside, he has a lot of more Nafkiminas. Magia and Reb Nochem, they want to say maybe Nafkiminas, if someone watches a little bit, so Pesheya is not, or Beronus is not. This is what they're trying to say, the Magia and the Reb Nochem, and the Mr. Zalman. Could be another Nafkiminas, and Shmiro, that is not a Pesheya, you can't call him Oynes. It's Oynes. It's an Oynes. Not a Pesheya. It's not muchach that it's stolen. It's not muchach. So the chakir could have a lot of tzedodim how to explain the chakir. But Amatkish, we said three nafkiminas that everyone says. It's kilo b'de rabbi nebishas pshir, sofek if it was a shmira or not, al milo yichiach. Sofek is a shmira. And what would be if he was mafkir after the ma'is of pshir when already he can't stop it? And we mentioned it could be mochshailas. But when you must on a shomer and you see the shomer is not shomer, or if you make something in between that is nishkin pshir and nishkin shmire, what is the aloch? And I'm gay. The pashtus in Babikame it's mashma that the mechayev is the pshir, or by some achoinim have some rayas that the mechayev is mamoyna yamazik and the shmire is a poeta.
What's
your shimon? Arba obis nezikim. Is duchta de leitoni hem, kmo yoche u begmore, ga beshloish esu obis nezikim, u baaba mchusre kapore, ve is duchta de ktoni hem, ke de ktoni arba shoim rumem, ve arba rosh eshoni mem. Na de gilien, ve im teimer amai lo yikorom ar arba obis nezikim hem, ke de ktoni daan rosh eshoni mem, the gilien learned in the beginning that hen is the right way to write. Ve shleimar shelo yibo elo lehagid arba obis alonu lo yireize ki reize. Ve iker mishne de lo yirei. Not the first part of the mission. It's a scotch of Gmor Mukha, the Nochis Tony Million, and the Pog Baton de Dama, Tamil Tony Ochi. The Kar Yishlema, the Yashmekoimus, the Leutonian, Kedashik of the Abba Mahusri Kapor. Stop, it's good to see the first Maharam, Bepshat, the taste is a little bit schwer. Why? Taze asks why it doesn't say hen. Taze says sometimes yes, sometimes not. Then the Gilead says, no, hen is better. So why it's not written hen? Our Tan is not busy trying to say Abba Ovis hen. He's trying to say Loi Rei. When you try to say is four, so you say Arba hen. Arba hen. But when I'm not trying to count, time to say Leirei, I don't have to say Hen. But Tejas and his Kash also mentioned that the Braise doesn't say Shloshes always Nezikin Hen. 24 doesn't say Esim V'Avah always Nezikin Hen. And there you don't have the Teretz of the Gilead, why it doesn't say Hen. So Lechura, the Gilead is a very Shver Gilead. As they think the Maharam B'Pshat. Again, Tejas starts sometimes yes, sometimes not. It's not the Gilead, no. Hen is better. Hen is better. So why doesn't it say Hen? Tana B'Klal is not trying to count. He's trying to say Loyare. For the Maharam, this only answers our Mishnah. But Shloish is always from Rebchia, it doesn't answer. Esim Arba doesn't answer. Zog the Maharam, the Gilead Bichlal didn't bother him, Kashas from Braises. Braises are different than Schoes. He was only asking a Kasha from the Mishnah from Abba Rish Hashanim Ed. He was trying to put them together. Because two Mishnahs have to be similar. Someone's in a safer, and both of them are number four. Maybe. Four in the Mishnah, he has exactly the same case in the Mishnah. He's asking from that case. And from that case, he's answering. The Gilead, Tasis mixed everything. So Taken Tasis would never could say like the Gilead. Now is the next Tasis. Hashor ve'abo, Pirish bakuntres, keseder shenichtevu beparsha sidr mamishnah. Ve'af al gabdele mande omar, Shmuel, tonne shole ragloi, lo yhadi keseder aparsha. The regel nafkelo mevishilach esabeire dichsiv bosar boi mikol mokoyim shem shor kosur koinim baparsha ta'ayinu negicha dekerem. Very shvere teisvus. What is the answer? Moshe, what is the answer for teisvus? What is the answer? Teisvus has a kasha lefi Rashi keseder aksurim baparsha shnom koinim. For teisvus lefi Shmuel shor es shen. Shen is written after boy. What is the answer? I'm sorry, it's regal. Shor is regal if he must call it. Shor is regal if he shmur. So shor is regal, regal is written after boy. What? Zogtei says, Shem shor kosu baparsha. What is Shem shor kosu baparsha? Kerem. Right? Frank the Maharam, so if Shem Shor Kosu Baparsha, so Lefi Shmuel, Shor is Regel, Bor is a Boir, and Mave is Shem. So write also Shem before Bor. Shem Shor Kosu Koyim Baparsha. If you decide to go Lefi Shem Shor Kosu Baparsha, if you write the goal Lefi Shem Shor Kosu Baparsha, so write also Shem before Bor. Why only Regel is written before Bor? What's the pshat in Tesis? As I frag the Maharam. Klo? Mamsh. Akash. Vele man oma mave ze odom, lefi rav, af al gav, de lebosa ravor exir, even after eish, ve parshas emor, maigil shal menu da hainu odom da azik sho, it says, in parshas emor it says, odom sha azik momen. Lechash li shnoi se keseder ha-parshe, lefi she rochri kol kach, ve shnoi keseder lo yarei de sefer. Shema v'koydem le'ever. Rabbi Lutam Pirish, the shame Odom Ksim Beparsha. Koydem ki yigvev, ish shoyer. V'echom obis nezikim v'kton ala bebraise de gemor. Zog Rabbi Lutam, so again, so teiz ha zekashe lefi rav, ma v'ze Odom. So Odom l'chur has to be the last one? Zog Rabbi Lutam, shame Odom is kosuv koydem esh. Shem Odom is kosuv koydem esh. Ashena Teretz. If it's Ashena Teretz, why Teis didn't say it? Why only Rabbi Lutam said it? These are the two kashas of the Maharam. When the Maharam answers, you see yourself. It's Shvel from Pshat. It's not Doruch HaPshat. So we have two kashas. One kasha is, what Shem Shor Kosu Koidem? If Shem Shor Kosu Koidem, write also Shem before Bo. And then Rabbi Lutam says, Shem Odom Kosov Koidem. So that's Shem Eteretz, why they didn't say it. So the Maharam says, Tchila Sadvor. So Shem Shor Kosov, the word Shor is written in the Tere, Ki Igach Shoirish. We're not talking about Kerem, we're talking about Regel. But we want to use the word Shor. The word Shor was written in the Tere before the word Bo. So the Tana also writes it first. Omer, the word mave is not written in the Torah. So you can write mave before bo. Hashol ve'amave ve'abo. Mave what? Mave? But the Torah doesn't say mave before bo. So vale doesn't say mave before bo. So v'meile, you can write it. Only the lashon that stayed in Torah you could write. This is the Maharam's teretz on the first kash. Like the Maharam, so what Rabbi Lutav says, that fish rav that mav is a Odom, you know why it's not written in the end? Because Odom kosu b'par shekoydem. But mav is not the word Odom, it's mav. You tell me only when it's the words of the Torah you could write it first. If it's not the words of the Torah, you can't write it first. So what are you telling me, that mav is written before Fa'esh, because Odom kosu b'parshe, Odom kosu b'tarshe, aber nishken mave? As I frag the Maharam. So the Maharam says what he says. Zog the Welt, maybe we could answer like this, that this is the answer in the second kasha we asked, why Taisis Taki doesn't want to say like Rabbi Lutav? So why Taisis says it? Pshat is also. Lefi Shmuel, that shor means regel. And why it's written first? Because Shem Shol Kosu Bataire. So we have a kasha. So why Shem is not written? No, only the name. Only the name. Lefi Rav, Shor means Keren Shem Veregel. So, Fakel, Shor means that if the Shor is in the parsha before, you can write everything before. Not the word Shor. That Shor is mentioned in the Torah, everything is included. So Rav learns, if Adam is included in the Torah, so everything is included. Lefi Shmuel, because he learns that Shor is Regel and Mave is Shen, he has to answer that only things that are written in the Nusach of the Torah come in earlier order. And he, Taki Adam Michlal, is not written in the Mishneh, Lefi Rav. Masha'engel, Lefi Shmuel. Masha'engel, Lefi Rav, Shor means Shen, Keren, Veregel. And it's written first. Because Shem Shor Kosu B'Parsha. The Shor Alein is written in the Parsha. And everything comes with it. And Odom is written also earlier. And you don't have to have the name of the word Odom. This is the answer of the Maharam's Kasha. The Maharam himself says Amdash. The Welt says another answer. The Welt says like this. Shem Shor Kosu B'Parsha. Shem Shor Kosu B'Parsha. So we're asking, what's mit Shem? Shem is Nishkin Shor. Then Taisa says, Odom Kosu B'Parsha. So we're asking, Haba Odom, Mave is Nishkin Odom. Mave is Nishkin Odom. So the Sefer Nachlas Yisrael, he says like this. Shor is written in the Torah first, you put the word Shor. Then you put Bo. Then you come to Mave Lefi Rav, and Lefi Shmuel. What is Mave Lefi Shmuel? Shen. Shen is written in the Torah earlier, no? No? So it has to be late. Now we go to Rav. Rav says Mave, what is Mave? Odom. Odom is written earlier, no? Yes? Odom. If the words of Mave, article of the word Mave, what is it? Adam. So Adam is written first. It's a good chav. He says, the Targum of the word Mave is not Shor. It's Shen. Shen is not written. The Targum of Mave is a man. And if you look at more explain why Heichon Nidbu Eitzo Nidbu Matzpuna, it's Bechal not Adam the Azik. The word of Mave means a person is called Mave. In Bayun to Bayun, person davens, the Gemara says. Chefte v'Odom is Mavakesh. Mave is called Odom. So Mave is Odom. Odom is written. Odom ki ignavish. So Odom is written. So the Maharam is written. We're going with the Maharam. Avade, why Shen is not written? Because only Shor is written. Mave is not written first. So like the Maharam, suppose Rabbi Lutam answers. So Rabbi Lutam, Odom is written first. The Teretz is, so we're asking, but Adam is not, Mave is written here. Adam is written first, not Mave. But the Torah says the Targum of Mave is Adam. Adam is written first. So now it is easy. Taisus before didn't say that. It's another step. Before the word Shor is written in the Torah, this is what Taisus himself says. Rabbeinu Tam adds Mavet. But it's not a stire to what we said before, that we don't add Andere Zachen. Avada we can add Andere Zachen. Lemaise, the Rashbo himself brings down Beshem Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam said it a bit different. It's not the Rabbeinu Tam that we have. You feel the way the Rashbo brings down Beshem Rabbeinu Tam, the Maharam's Kasha is not Shver. The way we understand Rabbeinu Tam, and as a sefer Pirush Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, he says that we're learning Pshat, where we have the Maharam's Kasha, the Maharam has his Mahalach, we didn't say it, we have the first Mahalach, and we have the second Mahalach. The Rashba says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam meant different. Mave means Odom, and it includes every kind of Mazik of Odom. It includes even a Ganav. Lefi Rav, Mave ze Odom, that did what? That this Odom did what? Mazik? Not Ganav? Everything that the Adam did. No, Shor's regel if you're
right. Why this is
because the Gemara
expresses.
Not the Gemara expresses, but also Adam. Adam what? Regel and regel be Adam.
Adam the Azik.
Adam that did. Why the Azik? Adam that did. Hazei zog the Rashbo b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. We learn not like that. The Rashbo b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. B'meile, lefi the Rashbo b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Maharam's Kasha is not a Kasha. What is our Kasha? Manavshach. We ask the Kasha, Shor is written first. So why Shen is not? So no, only the word Shor. Now we ask the Kasha, Mave, only the word Adam. Mave is not the word Adam. Right, this is the Kasha of the Maharam. The answer is, the Adam of the Mishnah is talking also on a Ganav, right? The Ganav is written first in the Torah. Again. If the Moshel, B'Shoir, the Shoir of the Torah is Keren. We talk about Regel and Shen that are written much later. Or if I'm using the words of the Torah, I go to feed the order of the Torah. Now, an Adam, L'Chure, is written later. But I'm using the words. The Kash of the Maram was, I'm not using the words. I'm using the word Mave. So we said, Tuterutzim, Lefirav, Odom, Mave, Pirush Amilas is like Odom. Lefir the Rashba, we have a Nupsha. Val Mave means Odom. And Odom includes Ganev. So we're talking about the Ganev. And the Ganev is written in the Torah before the Bow. While the Ganav is written before the boy, so the Adam of the Mishnah, before the fire, before the Hevel, so the man of the Tanner writes it down before. Avada, it's not, it's Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, Shteid Rabbeinu Tam did not mean it. Rabbeinu Tam meant only Adam the Azik. And he says, how I know that my Rebbe meant only Adam the Azik? He says, because if my Rebbe would think that it's a Ganav, he would never ask the Kasha. And he says, and how my Rebbe knew, that it's not Ganev, because Rav Chiya says, Esrim Arba Ovis Nezikim, one of them is a Mave, and it says, Ve'a Ganev. So it can't mean that it's included. It's interesting, Tesis in the beginning of Shabbos, and I think it's Ashlom and Tesis, don't ask a Kasha. He says that the Tanadir says, Poshat ha'oni yodoi v'hichnis lebefnim v'hichnis lebachutz. When you start Shabbos, so the Shaila, why first the Tesis explains that derech klal, the balabais stands in the house, the oni is outside, and the balabais takes out the food to give to the oni. Sometimes the oni puts his hand. So the Tanad, the order of the case is there is lefi what normally happens. Kicheinu derech ha'tane lichtoiv k'moy sherogi likrois. That the order of the Mishnah is like what normally happens. Shor is Mazik, and boy, and then a person. and then a fire. As they stayed b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Now don't ask me a kasha Rabbeinu Tam here. You have to remember the stasis, the first line. Pirasha kuntres keseder shekosvon b'parsha. It's a shver Rashi. Da'ainu zog the Rishayim, we have a different pshat. The order of the Mishnah is not an order. Rashi has such a pshat. We have a kasha, we have a teretz. Rabbeinu Tam answered it. The Rashba answered it. Aber zog Rabbeinu Tam himself in Masech the Shabbos? Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we have to go weiter. The next two places in Masech the Shabbos.